With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military conducting coordinated airstrikes early today against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says the strikes were directed by President Trump and coordinated with Somalia's government. Pentagon says a number of operatives were killed. For the second time in 2 days, a deadly plane crash in the eastern U.S.
A small Learjet plane crashed in Philadelphia early Friday evening, about 30 seconds after taking off.
Dead by Marina. And all the dead by units over here to Cotman and the Boulevard and Bustleton. The plane just crashed into the plaza where Macy's at.
The plane's owner, Jet Rescue, provides global air ambulance services. According to FlightAware, the jet was en route to Springfield, Missouri. A doorbell camera shows the plane exploding in a fireball as it hit the ground in a residential neighborhood near a shopping mall and major roadway, setting residential structures ablaze. Officials say there were 6 people on board the plane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All 6 on board are dead. 1 person on the ground died from his injuries. Also at SRNNews.com, federal investigators not speculating on the cause Wednesday of that crash near Washington. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot. He says the key moments prior to the collision was the late warning from the tower to the helicopter.
A late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner? Because when you merge targets like this, you will get a collision warning on your radar. But because the helicopter is assuming responsibility for visual clearance of the airliner, that relieves the air traffic controller of his responsibility to maintain that clearance.
And this is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates trying to find ways around potential bans of the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggesting that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly 2/3 of all abortions in the country are now carried out with the use of drugs. This is SRN News. A Mexican startup.
A startup in Mexico is trying to help get a handle on one Gulf Coast city's plastic waste problem by converting it into gasoline, diesel, and other fuels. With less than 10% of the world's plastics being recycled, PETGAS's idea is that rather than letting discarded plastic become waste, it can become productive again as fuel. PETGAS developed a machine in the port city of Boca del Rio that uses pyrolysis, a thermodynamic process that heats plastics in the absence of oxygen, breaking it down to produce gasoline, diesel, kerosene, and paraffin. Ron Taylor reporting.
South Carolina putting a third inmate to death in 4 months as it goes through a backlog of prisoners exhausting their appeals while the state couldn't find lethal injection drugs. Marion Bowman Jr. executed Friday. He'd been convicted of murder in the shooting death of a friend whose body was found in the trunk of a car. More details at SRNNews.com.